Hi, LMS fans. So we went on a plane to Thailand, and if you want to know more, you can listen to holiday part three. Anyway, I've actually been writing my own book. Before, I just wanted to give out a shout out to Ian from Nigeria. He's actually my cousin. And I've created a book, and I would really like to share it with you. It's one of my favourite books that I've ever written. It's called The Last Life. One phone, one hope, one life. Hello, I'm Rudas. I'm 8 3/4 years old. Hello, I'm Rudas. I'm 8 3/4 years old. I love video games and I am a boy. And I'm waking this dude up. Arrgh. Hey, Rudas, his name's Rudas and he's the most annoying person on earth. Can you at least introduce yourself? Okay, I'm 9 tomorrow, so you better remember my birthday, Rudas. My birthday is next week. I love video games. I love school. My name's Dudas. I said I love video games. You're copying me. Well, we're going to start our book. Talking about book, here's a good way to introduce it. My hair has not grown since I was born. Well, before we start the book called Man vs. Monkey, let's play some video games, Rudas says. We go to where the video games are. Instead, there is a fridge. Why would a fridge be going where video games are supposed to be? I ask Rudas, why in the world there is a fridge? Why? I don't know. He does not know, so because we are curious friends, we open the fridge. It might be candy. But we're not strong enough, so we go to the gym. We do get strong enough, and when we pull, our muscles disappear. But the door's open. We go in, and it's not really what we were expecting. And then this drawing took 2 hours. And it's a fantastic purse drawing, just coloured in. It's a giant purse, Rita shouts. It's also really colourful and is not black and white. Plus, it's bigger than us. We jump inside the purse and it's now black and white. But we fall. I had a good life. Ah! And surprisingly, land on a place with alive Subway Surfers. Rudas, if you don't know, Subway Surfers is my favourite video game. Rudas goes into Subway Surfers. He cannot control himself. Ah, bad player. Rudas runs and says the person who was playing was bad at the game. Suddenly, when I'm about to say, hey, let's not be mean, you're also really bad, some zombies come. And then we start looking like plants. What? And we are colourful. And this sign comes up. And the sign says Plants vs. Zombies. Suddenly, we are trapped by the rope and zombies are chasing us. We get chopped off. And we are now just little bits of pieces. And it says game over. Now, we have just forgotten little pieces. Well, we weren't even pieces. Well, we weren't until a person named Lasso came and put all our pieces together. She saved us, but she dragged us all the way through the place. Look how horrible this is. I jump up. Well, we're trying to escape, I say, looking around. Oh, I've been trapped here for years, she says. So, can you help us escape? I ask politely. No, but I can help ya live, she replies. Then before I can say anything, she drags me from game to game to game. Are there any apps? I was confused. Over here, the owner owns a lot of games, she says. Over here. Gee, that's a lot. Wow! She points to a lot of cool stuff. We send messages to our friends. We do posts and lots of other things. Until we find ourselves in the trash. What? We need to escape. Wait, a catapult. A catapult! Rudess fires me really high in the sky. Whee! Go! I fly really high. Oof! But I bump into someone who looks exactly like me. I'm coming. Same dude. Whee! Thanks, mouse. Whee! And it looks like a mouse is firing with a catapult for them. Nice mouse. But we bump into people who look like us. It feels weird. Maybe it's an app. I'll ask Lasso. I say to Rudess. I ask her. Well, this is an app about cloning, she replies. Let's escape then. One escape will lead to leaving this old horrible place, Rudess says happily. Fortunately, I see an escape hatch. If I can remember, the door was pretty rusty. But me and Rudess' friendship would never end, so we did what our fey thing was, being curious. We made a movie about this, but then somebody catches us. Who's that? I ask. My mum, Lassie replies, sadly sighing. Here's the story, she says. Then there's a piece of paper that says Lasso's story. One day, me and my mum got stuck in here. For some reason, robots attacked us. I hid and then will hide until I escape. The robots has a disease which make them turn people into robots. They got my mum. Whoa, I say. Yep, says Lasso. We better hide, she replies to herself. So, we hide until an even scarier person comes. Look! Oh, says Rudess. What? I whisper annoyed. I never got to eat the Big Mac, he replies. If you didn't know, a Big Mac is a McDonald's burger. Well, if you survive, I'll buy you one, I say. Thanks, thank you, Rudess says back. If you buy me 100, I say meanly. Okay, if you buy me 1,000, Rudess replies, laughing constantly. Million, I say. Trillion. He replies. Billion, he replies. Ha, I said a bigger number, he says. You won't have a bite out of that burger if you keep arguing, Lasso whispers. Well, I didn't whisper. I think it was a shout, actually. It's a good point, but my birthday's in 10 hours. You better remember it, guys. 1 hour, Rudess corrects me, terrified. Rudess, why are you tired? I ask. It's not that, Rudess says. He's obviously scared. No! Rudess runs away. Amazon, where are you? Ah! He shouts. Finally. He collects the app and searches for an enormous hippo. And there it is. But it's £2,000. So he pays. 10, 9. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, pow! In the phone! Rudess shouts. But he doesn't get it. He needs to. Chapter 6. Escape the phone! I scream. Rudess runs through several laps until we meet each other. They're gonna trash us. How do you know? Yeah, if they are, I'm going to call the police. We're going to trash you. Oh, run! Not the trash! We run and run. Come on. It's a lot of running. Finally, we make it. We made it, Lasso says. English is getting better, I say. Nah, I'm just looking it up, she replies. The only reason she's pretty good at English is because we are in the Google room. Then I get the best idea. We can learn how to escape a phone. So I Google it up. It's processing and processing. Wait, 2,000 results? Oh, I scroll down and all it says is what to do if you break your phone. I don't think any human has ever got stuck in a phone, Rudas says, while searching a billion things up on the phone. I look at Rudas and Lasso. I manage to say, look at us. We're on a phone. We're humans. And we are trapped in a phone. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Rudas replies, surprised that we're the first humans in a phone. I suddenly hear a human. Wait, no. A monster. It's a monster. Suddenly, we hear footsteps. Really loud footsteps. Hello, says the monster. It's hello, I reply. Oh, ich bin not English, the monster says. Does any group speak English? I say loudly. No reply, I ask sadly. Nope, not even a mouse said a word, Rudas sighed. You said 7 words, I shout. 8, Lasso corrects me. 8. Reply to my first question. Who speaks English? I ask everybody. Me, says Rudas. You spoke it for the whole book, I reply angrily. Suddenly, Rudas says a bunch of words I hardly understand. Speak English, I shout. But he can't hear me. I shout louder and louder until he can hear me. Then I hear some scary noises. Shush, I say to everyone. Hello, says a voice. Look up, it's the tallest thing I've ever seen. His legs are really big. Time for the subway surface challenge, says the voice. In less than 1 second, we each go to different phones. Then we can control ourselves. Ah, I'm going to win, I say hopeful. I run and run, and Rudas runs and runs, and Lasso runs and runs. But then we get hit by a train. I look up. We now have 2 lives. Okay, let's survive. We run and jump, but lose another life. We're on the last life, I say sadly. But the player knows that and wins. We all win. It's a draw, but there is a rematch. But then some birds come and tell us how to escape. The birds tell all of us how to escape, and we did. Let's write Man versus Monkey, Rudas says. No, let's write a book about our experience, I say. Suddenly, Rudas gives me a birthday gift, and we write the end about the author, which is me, if you're wondering. But I'm not going to read that, because we just finished a book, guys. We finished my book. Bye.